This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now listen, guys, I laid in bed last night in a hotel, and I remembered a wise man once told me, it's not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. And the reason I cite that is because that's how I feel about this series. We have not played. We are too uptight. And maybe that's my fault. We've been here before. Not all of us, but most of us in 16 against OKC. Just look at each other and trust each other. I'm tired of watching guys not be themselves. It's just a game. The chef is hurt. Do it for him.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Of course, only three players are left over from that 2016 team.
Some of them were like, I was in nursery school.
Totally.
But anyway, go ahead.
The crossover. Oh, that's God. What this is, and it's brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Welcome, Willard and Dips.
The
and
fellas.
Boys. Hi, boys.
What's going on?
Yeah. I'm impressed at how much voice you have left.
I am, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it's just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're smart to do it at the end of the show, and you still got a little left in the tank.
Well,
Not a lot.
I'm starting to worry because tomorrow is Thursday.
Right.
Thursday.
Which is a traditional day off for the Goo.
Family stuff happens, but it happens to fall.
Yes, I'm just trying to let the listeners know what he was implying.
I'm like, not deal.
Steiny made the implication, and so me, as a good co-host, I want to let the people know who maybe don't know what Steiny was referring
got
to.
You. And that's a fire. I mean it, Valkyrie shirt.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I got
yeah.
two.
Yeah,
they start Friday, Willard.
Yes, they
right
do.
Here on 95.7
yes,
game.
You got two?
I went to the team store.
Ah, gotcha, yeah. gotcha. Yeah, this was a handout here outside in the green room. So,
when
yeah,
today?
I'll take it. Yeah.
That hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Hang on. I'll
hey,
be right back.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, how you feeling tonight? About
not,
tonight.
Not great. Sorry. Not great. But, you know.
When you don't have anything.
No, I'm not. It's not nothing.
But when Willer can't come
you,
up with
I
something.
I mean, do you want me to come in and be like, we got this? Like, not great.
Okay, I got a question
They're
for you,
They're in a
too.
Bad spot. That's okay to admit, is
Would
it
you
not?
Say the last two games, even leading at half, I know the third quarter, yeah. and I felt like the Warriors were close in both of those games. Would you sign off on that? Steiny's like, well.
No, I would sign off it in game three.
No. Leading at half, Dibs?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Yeah, leading in half, great. And then, you know, tied with, I guess that would be 20 minutes to go. Yeah, you're in there, but that's where. You know, you got to dig deep, and that's where Anthony Edwards kind of took the game over. And while he took it over, you could not score. And actually, Steve Kerr mentioned yesterday that he played a five in that stretch that he'd never played before.
Great.
With 8 minutes to go, thank you. He went to Kuminga, TJD, Buddy, Jimmy, and Draymond. That's the first time that five, according to Steve, had ever played together, and he did it because that thing was slipping away, and then that five didn't work, and next thing you know, you're down 12, and then he makes a couple more subs, and Gary comes in, and Buddy goes out, and you know, TJD, I think, went out, and Looney came in, and 12 turned into 20, and it was over. It was over. They didn't score. Like, Minnesota went on a 17-0 run, which, yeah, 17, Minnesota, good. That's nice. But if that 17-0 was 17-8 or 17-9 or 17-10, I do think that we have a different conversation in the fourth quarter, but it was 17-0, you're down 20, and it's over.
Man.
Yeah. That third quarter, obviously, was probably the best quarter the Timberwolves played in the series. I mean, obviously. I heard your interview yesterday with Kerr. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if defensive is the right word, but I did sense a little something when he talked about Pajemski and then you circled back with him, and it almost felt like he was saying, well, can't you see all the things that he does? And the issue is that some people can.
A lot of people can.
Right.
A lot of people can't. A lot of people don't. It's why I asked him to elaborate on that, because I wanted to at least let him speak to what I think is the number one criticism of him right now. That's it. Like, just speak to it. And then everybody can do what they want with it. And you can go to bed and think Steve's wrong, or you can think Steve has a point.
But as long as he's aware.
I mean, just speak to it. Like explain. I'm not going to ask it this way. Why do you put him in the game? Like, I'm not going to be, I'm texting a radio show. Like, but speak to it. What is it that you see even when he's not scoring the ball? And he went into a lengthy answer.
Well, he did.
And he went into a very short answer when Dibbs asked him
that was great.
If Kuminga needs to have the ball in his hands. Yep. And his answer was basically, yeah.
Yep.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah, so, he's better with the ball in his hands.
Right. And I'm with you. I don't think defensive. I do think tired.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a couple of ways. Like, they're all very tired, and they've got a lot of bullet holes in their vests.
Wow.
You know, like, I bet he's pretty tired of the way his words about Jonathan Kuminga get sent out to the public, and they don't want to do that anymore. That's kind of the way I read it.
Yeah, I just don't know what more he can do on a night like tonight, other than, yeah, he'll play. I mean, Kuminga's going to play.
Yeah.
Clearly he's going to play. But, you know, I just think when we're talking about Post and Santos and Spencer, what are we really talking about? I mean, we're talking about desperation.
Right. And I also think that if you look at, you know, Pods, for example, if he is your, right now, fourth best player, you're in trouble. You're talking about a second-year guy who is still working on his game, as he should be. He's a guy who went from Illinois to Santa Clara. No disrespect to Santa Clara,
but
you know, he played 1 year at Santa Clara. Nice college player. He got drafted, but he's in his second year. And this is his first playoff ever. And now you're asking him to be a guy who plays 33 minutes, and you're going to look for him to shoot it 14 times.
But to be fair, Dibs, we're not asking him to elevate his game times 10. I just think it's fair to criticize him for going far left of what he's shown throughout the season.
The season is not bad. The postseason.
I get that.
And if you want to go back to Kobe Bryant, and this will be the only time I ever compare Pods to Kobe Bryant, look at Kobe Bryant in his first playoff. And he was awful. And Kobe's one of the 7, 5, 11, whatever best players in the history of the association. And his first playoff involved him basically having issues. And I'll put it gently and say that.
I watched the game.
Pods is not Kobe. Pods is not Kobe. So Pods in year two, we're expecting him to be regular season Pods. That's not fair. And the bigger issue for me is, and that's why I look at tonight, and Lucas's question is good, is it more likely they lose by 20 or that they actually win the game? I think it's more likely they lose by 20, because you're asking these guys, TJD and Pods and Buddy, who's not ever really been in a playoff series before this year, and now you're going to go deeper, and, you know, Kuminga has never had this role.
You haven't mentioned Jimmy and Dre.
Fine. Okay, great. Jimmy and Dre, you play great. They've got Anthony Edwards, and they've got Gobert, and they've got Randall, and they've got, like, DiVincenzo, and they've got the best defensive player in the series. Apologies to Draymond Green, but Minnesota's better. So if you're going to beat Minnesota, you need your eight to be better than their eight. And so now if you want to look at the Warriors' eight, you're looking at TJD and Pods. You're looking at Kuminga and Buddy and GP2, and you need three of those five to be awesome. And they haven't been.
I've been running crazy today. Did I hear through the grapevine that the two of you feel like Jimmy Butler has been a disappointment in the postseason?
I said he's...
Is that accurate? I just want to ask.
I said he's not been playoff Jimmy.
He's not been playoff Jimmy.
And I looked at some of the numbers in the past, and they're off the charts.
And the caveat is he's still hurt, Willard. I believe
he might be.
There's no doubt.
I don't believe he's still hurt.
Oh, you really don't?
Game three, he took 26 shots.
Then what was nine shots?
Well, I think he had the flu. And Steve said that to us yesterday. And you know what?
No,
if you're under the weather, and if you look at this series, they've had somebody sick every game. So if Jimmy's over the flu, maybe he will get 30 shots tonight.
Willard, what would you give him?
I mean, he's definitely in some discomfort. So what you can use whatever word you want. I think he is trying his best play through it. And just like any injury or discomfort, there are good days, there are bad days. And I think he's probably had some bad days, and he's trying like hell to take on a role that is not the role he was brought here to do. He was not brought here to be a hero. He was brought here to be Robin, and now he needs to be Batman. And if we want to talk about playoff Jimmy, here's what I think is the really uncomfortable thing for a Warrior fan. Because what is the sentence that everyone has always said about Jimmy Butler? Oh, playoff Jimmy.
He can do it.
He brought a bunch of scrubs to the finals. That roster
was better than
this roster.
And it had multiple shooters.
That's the problem. And that's a really hard pill to swallow. Think about what he had around him in Miami that we've referred to for 2 years as scrubs.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero, not a scrub.
Duncan.
Bam Adebayo, not a scrub. Gabe Vincent, a knockdown shooter. Nikola Jovic, a nice player. Like, these guys can score the basketball.
Martin.
Especially when the focus is not on them. My problem with what's happened the last three games is I'm seeing all kinds of Warriors get criticized for not being able to do what we already know they can't do. That's my problem. Brandon Podziemski, go score 20. What?
Without Steph.
Yeah, that has to be something that happens here and there, almost by accident. That's not a game plan. Mm. That's never been a game plan. Nobody thought he could do that every night. And now he's being asked to do it every night. When he doesn't, we rip him.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You know, the other thing, and this happened during the Houston series, and I know what people are going to say, but if you look, and it's just this is what I mean about there's a price to a dynasty. And the price is that Houston wasn't very good, and they got to play their young players, and their young players developed. And they went to the playoffs this year, and they had young players who were instrumental. Like, their young players are little more than role players. And if you look at Minnesota, they were in the Western Conference Finals last year. It's like Gobert's he's not a role player. He's a hell of a player. Edwards is a hell of a player. Actually, forget Gobert because I'm using younger guys. But like Jaden McDaniels and even Naz Reid, those guys had pretty big roles for their teams this year. The Warriors' young players, they're bona fide role players that play off Curry and play off Butler. And now, because Steph's not there, you're asking role players to be more like stars in the postseason.
Yep.
And in some cases, really hard.
Their first postseason for some.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Boy, if they wouldn't have missed on that pick when they had James Wiseman, they might have had somebody who could be 5 years into being a rotational guy and somebody who could actually be another piece that would help them, because you look at what they've done in the draft since. Wiseman. Yeah.
No, I was just, who would you have wanted to take?
Anybody who could actually play basketball.
Well, no, but who was, like, that was available? Well,
Halliburton or LaMelo.
Tyrese Halliburton is always the easy one to say, but there's a reason why he went number, 12?
That would have been a weird pick if they had done it at number two.
I mean, Sacramento takes him at 12, and then they trade him. Oh, so it's not like there was a consensus that he was going to be he's now in the Eastern Finals.
But if you would have just been getting help, that guy's a ghost. You got nothing.
Let's go with Onyeka Okongwu.
Okay.
Because he was drafted, how much better would the Warriors be if they had drafted Okongwu rather than Wiseman?
I would think somewhat better, because you're getting contributions as to a goose egg.
Well, you would have, something that would be nice on the Warriors.
No doubt.
Is this series not 3-1 if they've got Okongwu?
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Like, yes, but 4 years later, he'd be a good fit on this team.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I hear where you're coming from.
So I'm all in for tonight, but I just got to get you guys' opinion, because I asked Steiny. So if this is just all about there's nothing to see here, and I'm not saying you guys are saying that, the chef is out, what can the Warriors do moving forward, hopefully they get this, to better themselves if Steph is out again? Or are you guys under the impression there's nothing to see here, our young guys will be fine a year older, but if Steph were to get hurt, we got it? Because that's what's shocking me, is I thought we had it with Jimmy and the rest and the youngsters.
Are you talking about game six, or are you
just
talking about next year?
Next year, and I'm trying not to go there.
I know.
I just want to know how much weight you guys are putting into what we're seeing in Warrior World.
Well, I'm sort of the mind that I'm okay with it. Like, that's kind of what I said yesterday. Like, this is where the Warriors are. This is the cards you play. Mm-hmm. You understand the risks. I know he's 37, and next year he'll be 38 at a certain point in the season.
And Jimmy, too.
Jimmy will be 36. Yeah. But, like, the bottom line is I don't really see a different way to play this where you've got a better shot. You're top-heavy. You're very top-heavy. You will be very top-heavy again next year. I don't really see a way to change that. And so, like, the idea of being prepared to move through the playoffs without Steph Curry, I just don't think it exists.
Wow.
I mean, I agree.
You're going to say you saw it coming.
No.
Because of his age.
Well, I was concerned about that.
Yep. And history would show you that no team with a core this old has ever won the title. The closest thing to it was when the Bulls won number six and Rodman was 37. And I went through this a couple weeks ago. Jordan was 35. And I think Ron Harper was also close to there. But Pippen was only 32. And so when you look at even that core, Rodman, the oldest, was not the most important player. Jordan was 35. And if you remember that finals and that entire run, it took everything they had to be able to get over a Utah team, and it took contributions from everyone. And
an
also,
offensive foul.
One thing we said yesterday about, there we go, blaming the refs again, and you can aim that for Mark Willard. But when you look at Michael Jordan in all of his playoff runs, the dude never missed a game in the playoffs. And now here we are with Steph for the second time in his career with a prolonged absence, and this one's going to actually hurt.
Man. I mean, and maybe we need to talk about it like this. I mean, Curry's Jordan.
Oh, no doubt.
Curry's Jordan.
No question.
Well, guess what happened to the Bulls when Jordan didn't play for 2 years?
Yep.
The
Rockets
won
back-to-back.
A series, and then I think they lost the series.
They got cheated. They should have went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
What do you mean? They got cheated.
They had the Knicks beat, and they called a foul on Pippen on a shot that wasn't a foul that would enable the Bulls to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
The stupid refs.
Are you talking about the Knicks and Pacers?
Stupid refs.
No,
I'm talking
with
about
Larry
the Bulls
Johnson.
Without Michael. The year without Michael, the Bulls had action to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So we're going 30 years back, and we're still going to complain about a call that didn't go the Bulls'
way. I'm just saying that,
Didn't Phil Jackson have a challenge?
There was no challenge.
I know. Okay. That's
anyway.
Hello.
I'm checking the tape on that one.
Check it out. The Bulls almost, I believe they won 50 without Mike the first year he was gone.
Okay.
All right.
But
I think if you take
they weren't as scary.
Yeah, okay. No doubt.
That's what I mean.
If you try to do the impossible for us, Warrior fans, Warrior flagship station, sorry, Steiny, and you too. But like, if you take the emotion out of it, if you can, how would you view another team that loses their generational star?
No, it's over. I got you.
Right,
but when I was drinking the Jimmy Kool-Aid, can you give me that, Willer? Can you meet me halfway the way this thing was going? Like, okay, no Steph for a little while. Miami, and that's where I went wrong in my formula, is Miami Jimmy. It was going to be Miami Jimmy with these guys.
Right, but even if he was, I don't know that that would have moved on to round three because, again, those guys were better than these guys.
Well, maybe not round three, game six.
I mean, we have used the narrative for 2 years that Jimmy packed his bag with scrubs and dragged them to the finals.
Two guys got paid on this team.
And my take is this group's worse than that group. Jimmy's 2 years older, and if you don't want to use the word hurt, is in some general discomfort around the clock.
Mm.
This would be more impressive than what he did 2 years ago. If he can grab this group and take them up against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who I respect greatly, and take them into round three.
The other thing is that that was Miami's team with Jimmy Butler on it. So they, even though Jimmy didn't play 82 regular season games, he was a part of that team. He knew their personnel, and he knew how to play with them.
Totally.
He just got here 3 months ago.
Yeah. And did almost zero of this.
Exactly.
Which is play without Steph.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, this group has played together probably six times.
Right. So he's being asked to do what he did in Miami, but he doesn't have the familiarity or probably the confidence that he did back then, because at least he'd had a years to figure out who these guys were and what he exactly had to do to will them. I don't think he knows with this team, but I think he's finding out they can't score enough. And he's got to do it all. He's got to score 30 and get 10 assists.
Would you two be, if I hooked you up to a lie detector test, you and Dibs, Willard, answer the question going into this series, even without Steph, having the two best players be both on Minnesota, I would have said no. And I'm disappointed in Draymond because I know it's a big ask, but he's got nothing because of what he's going up against. But to me, without Steph, the two best players, and the problem is – I didn't see Randall going ahead of Jimmy. I thought it would be Edwards, Jimmy, Edwards. But now, if I'm wrong, you tell me if you think I'm wrong, it is Randall and Ant-Man.
It was in game four. It was in game four. I don't think Randall was phenomenal until game four. He was good. So was Jimmy. I think that's a game four take. Like, I mean, we liked what Jimmy was doing until game four.
And the other reason we like, or, you know, what Randall's doing is big is because he's playing with Ant.
Well.
So, yeah.
But he's been killing, man. Using the glass.
And let me
like
ask you this.
Domino.
If Anthony Edwards
31
went out.
In 31 in game four. He had 24, 10, and 12 in game three.
Man.
And he had 24 and 11 and 7 in game two. I think he's been pretty spectacular.
No, he's been, I don't think spectacular. I think he's been good. He's a very good player.
Three straight wins. He had a triple-double. He had 31, and he had a double-double.
Yeah, let me ask you this.
That's what he does. That's what he averages.
Yeah. If Anthony Edwards weren't playing for Minnesota, do you think Randall would be playing at the level he is now?
Nope.
Depends who he's playing
and
with.
He's not playing with Anthony Edwards.
If he's playing with Shea in Oklahoma City, then
this team right here, doing what Jimmy's doing with Lesser.
Probably Lesser.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't be doing as much.
He'd be more of a volume guy.
Hey, who's going to the game on Friday night?
Oh, if it's here, I'll go. Absolutely.
It is here.
No, the Valkyries game he's talking
Friday
about.
Friday night.
I'll be in North Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got caught up in the game.
Yeah. Okay. No, there's no Warrior game Friday night, for sure.
Right.
Lock it in. Kukush.
Goo, you want to go?
For the umpteenth time, I'll be in North Carolina.
He's going to be in North Carolina.
Nice faith you guys had in this team.
We talked about it this morning.
What team?
The Warriors.
They won't play Friday, period. They can't play Friday.
Right. But what
you
I'm
understand
saying,
it, right? The schedule.
Steiny, you want to get away?
Are you here Monday?
Is busy.
No.
Oh,
I am.
Oh boy,
I'll be back on Sunday. I make the second half of game six.
But
I'll
don't try to get out of what mess you're in, right? You got
yeah,
it
what
wrong.
Are you talking
Admit
about?
It.
I got nothing wrong.
No, I'm I actually wish I would, if I were in town, I would be at that game on
and
Friday
I'll be in
night.
A bunch of them.
I am excited about the partnership that was that was announced earlier this morning. My daughter asks me every day, when can we go to a game? She literally asked me if we could go Friday night,
That's
knowing
incredible.
That I'm not even going to be in the country.
That is
and so I told her no.
Oh, Will, where are you going?
I'm going out of the country. Anyway,
give us a name.
It rhymes with Texaco. Anyway.
I got it.
So good job. You nailed it.
Rhymes with Wabo.
I got it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Like, I So anyway, I'm excited to go as soon as we
and
as soon
told,
as we get back.
Dibs, tell me what you think. I told my great Stein, our great Steiny, there's no off season in the Bay when it comes to hoops.
Yep. Another thing to you know
look forward to
toss into the summer mix.
Exactly.
Any NFL schedule talk coming up on your show? Or you guys
as more stuff breaks?
Okay.
I'm waiting on what is the home opener, because for a bunch of years in a row, that's been a primetime game. Thursday night against the Giants 2 years ago. Last year, New York Jets. Woo, Christian McCaffrey's out.
Remember that night?
So, and I've not seen that leak yet on what the home opener is. I know the opener is in Seattle, reportedly.
Give us Rams Niners here.
No, I think I already saw the Rams Niners games. I think our week 5, week 10, maybe something like that. I don't care who it is. I'd love for it to be a primetime game. The problem is the Niners don't have anybody on their schedule that's
exactly.
like worthy
but
of a
we don't know that yet.
Only division opponent.
But based on the look. Like they have a Sunday night game apparently at some point against the Falcons. That's the sexiest thing they've got.
Yeah, at the Rams, October 2nd, Thursday night, week 5.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. And then the Falcons would be week
easy.
7. That's prime time.
Yeah.
And then the Panthers,
Monday
you mentioned
night,
it.
Right before Thanksgiving.
That's
nice
also
young.
Prime time. And it's now being confirmed, according to Niners Web Zone, week 17, Bears Sunday Night Football.
Okay.
So that's 4 prime times right there.
Remember, though, the Sunday Nighters in the second half of the season are flexible.
Yeah, wow.
If everybody's
Bears got to hold Niners, too.
If everybody's 5-9, you're not on Sunday Night Football anymore. So we'll see, but I want to know what that home opener is. So when we get it, yes, we will. And the whole thing comes out at 5, and then Warriors Live starts at 5:30.
Well, according to this, the home opener looks like it's going to be week 3 against the Cardinals.
Prime time? Or just Sunday?
No, 1:25.
Yeah,
weeks
wow.
1 and 2 on the road, and we're awaiting. There are 6 more road dates that need to get slotted in, including the one that would be before the New York game in week 9. I would bet that's going to either be Tampa or perhaps New Orleans or Cleveland, somewhere out in the east. That way the Niners can get a 2-game road trip.
Who's the best quarterback on the 49ers schedule this year?
Maybe C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud?
Well, who's
sure.
Maker Mayfield?
Matt Stafford?
Geno. No,
one
he's in L.A.
Geno's not on the schedule.
Wow.
Geno Smith.
No, he's on the Raiders.
Sam Darnold.
All right. Guys, we got to let these guys get their show started.
Okay, got you.
The show already
great
started.
Great interview with Kuro.
Oh, thanks, Goo.
Thank you, Goo. Great speech.
A little prickly?
He's down 3-1.
Yeah, he's tired. He's tired.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he's tired.
All right, 1-2-3 Cancun on
95.7. Wow.
Wow.
That was for Kuro.
Wow.
He needs a rest.
No, wow. What? You
really?
Got to fix that,
really?
Stein.
He did break a little news yesterday because I asked him, safe to say that your closing 5 is going to be your starting 5 in game 5?
And he's I heard that.
He locked it in. Yes.
Locked it in. He said, absolutely.
So Guy Santos
exactly.
is in.
Lace him up, Noxie.
Fix that Cancun, Stani.
You fix it.
Goo, do you believe, I would prefer the Warriors win tonight.
We okay. do.
That makes it 3-2. That means I'll get to see my buddy again. And
oh,
if the Warriors...
Now he's your buddy up there.
Yeah,
wow.
He ain't even
if
been
the
on the show.
3-1, now he's your buddy.
He ain't been on the show.
So
you know what? You want to be honest? I was going to have him on today.
What
and
happened?
I was like, nah, I'm not having him on today.
I get it. They're up.
How about this?
You win tonight and your lead story is I get to see my friend again.
My buddy.
Look at how great he's looking at.
My name's Buddy. Second is then the good for the station. Good for the station.
My buddy.
I can't lose. Don't you get it?
Oh, I
Music
get it.
Music Soulchild, B-U-D-D-Y.
I get
look
it.
At him.
Yeah.
What you got?
Loud and clear.
If the Timberwolves lose tonight.
Okay.
I'll get Finch on tomorrow.
That'll be dope.
How about that?
Let's go.
You won't.
Goo won't
yes,
be
I
here.
Will.
No, Friday.
He didn't want to come on because they were up 3-1. If they lose a game, he'll come on.
Oh, you asked him and he didn't want to come on?
We both agreed that it wouldn't. If the timing wasn't great.
That's a mutual decision. He didn't ask.
No chance.
I swear to God.
Well, why?
Why would you not want him on?
Wasn't live.
Because people would think, I told him, I was thinking about having you on today, but I think a lot of Warrior fans would think like I'm trying to stick it to him.
Oh, wow.
You are.
And he said,
what you do all day,
yeah,
every day.
He said, yeah, wow. Not great timing.
Okay, so he agreed with you, but you actually led the way to not having him on.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you're worried about yourself.
Of course.
And you're, because all you do, to be honest, as a Warrior fan, all you do is stick it to us.
There is a I in Steiny.
Yep. And there's also a T.
And sometimes
an STI, because he tries to stick it to us.
No, I got to go.
I mean, you don't, but you will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Goo.
I'm tired of you always. Go get him. Yeah.
Go get him.
Stand up to him.
Come on.
Quit looking at dumping it on
my warrior.
What am I standing up for?
Got the four wheel.
You're standing up for the fact that you don't actually try to stick it to us.
There it is.
I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to tell us?
Here's the other thing. You guys have no idea that
how close
if the
you guys
Warriors
are,
win tonight, all of a sudden, everything changes. Because then Curry's back in the picture.
Yeah.
Too many people have given up on this series.
Who doesn't realize that? Who doesn't realize that?
The callers who have given up
on
this
callers.
Team.
We didn't have many that were doubtful. Some are still hanging in there.
Of course people are down. They're down 3-1.
Yeah.
You thought Steve Kerr sounded down.
He sounded angry at you guys.
Well, that's not possible.
Only three teams have ever come back from 3-1 down to win two on the road in those final three games.
Oh, wow.
Only three teams have ever done it.
Rockets. 95 Rockets.
That is correct with Mario Alley.
I'm done here.
The Cavaliers over the Warriors in the NBA Finals. And
who's the other one?
The other one, the 1968 Boston Celtics.
Oh, good.
Bill Russell over Wilt Chamberlain.
And how many of them?
What was Wilt doing?
How many, everything.
How many of them did it without their best player?
Now that's the bar.
Yeah. That's
sorry.
Yeah.
So that's all this is about. If somehow we don't get it done,
it is for me.
The chef went down.
It is for me.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Chef went down. Nothing to see here. I think there's something with Jimmy. I thought we were getting a little more.
Yeah, you thought he was 27,
and you thought and you
did
thought,
you really?
And you thought the rest of these players could be a two or a three.
It was game three. If they would have won game three, which was winnable, we'd be 2-2, and everyone would be 1-2-2. Everyone would be feeling differently about where we were. Be, hey, can you steal one in game five? If not,
I may as well stay now, Grandy.
Just stay.
Five more minutes.
Man, let's do it.
If only we had Onyeka Okongwu.
Yeah. Man.
Well,
by the way.
I like him, too.
We all do, yeah.
I mean, I play him on underdog sometimes. Hey, boy, get a board.
11 teams passed on Halliburton.
I do
so.
Right.
And then the team that drafted Halliburton and then traded Halliburton, so it's not like, you know,
what are they
damn
doing?
You, Bob Myers. Call your guy right now and tell him, where were you on Halliburton, Bob?
I hope they don't. I don't care if they don't
get
this.
They had problems with his father.
But,
Okay.
That's why they didn't say
Ball or Halliburton.
Yeah, hashtag random.
Father
daddy issues. Yeah.
What's up?
The Kings could have got Cooper Flagg. That's just how bad things are going down. Lightweight was rooting for. Dude, they are just Halliburton.
You want a hashtag random? This series has turned the two of you fancy. You're fancy. You're over here texting with the coach. You're over here driving to the ESPN studios and hang out with Perk and Bob Myers.
To a basketball
the two of you are fancy all of a sudden.
We're big deals.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
My God. Where are you going tonight?
Yeah.
What kind of rooftop club, superstar bottle service thing you got happening for this one?
So if Minnesota does advance, and you know we've gone through the numbers, 96% of the teams up 3-1, they go on to win. Only 13 teams have ever recovered. Two of those were Denver in the bubble. So it's very, very, very unlikely. So if Minnesota does advance, Steiny,
yes.
Which game are you going to go to go hang out with Finchie?
Because you've done it before. Atlanta and Milwaukee when they played in the playoffs.
Yeah, facts.
With Dillsbury did the show in the hotel room.
No doubt. No
I got
doubt.
All the
Shut
memories.
Up, guru.
Are you hoping for Denver or OKC? Which is your preferred destination?
I'm not going
to. SFO can get you there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway,
coming up at 5:30 today. Warriors Live with Willard and Dibbs today at 5:30. Maybe the final Warriors Live of the year. Hopefully not.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
and do you get Kerr on an exit interview?
Next week.
He actually ended.
I heard that.
It was a good question. Yeah. I didn't know. He ended the. He's like, I'll talk to you next week. I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
There it is.
And it's, you know, you can agree or disagree with his decisions and his rotations and all the rest of it. But one thing that I will always clap back at is his level of candor and honesty as a professional coach. He doesn't, I don't think that he often like completely tells bold-faced lies.
That's why it's so good.
You know what that just made me think of when you said that was I wanted to bring this up. Your scientist caller?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I missed it. What happened?
If Grandy had the button,
do you have some of the drops?
This dude. Yeah, this.
That guy.
And I believe he was a scientist.
Oh, he brought the heat.
He has tenure at Cal.
He was tremendous.
No doubt. Oppenheimer,
and he was right. He was all kinds of right, too.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Okay.
So good.
That's all I have.
He basically said, players out, you're overthinking it.
He's like Steve Kerr has a PhD in basketball, and then everybody just...
graders.
Right.
And he said, you guys are like have a third grade Scotty understanding of basketball.
Grade. And he said he called himself a first grader, so he wasn't peacocking. Yeah. I mean,
is he not aware of the fact that we got a $1.43 in the room?
Stoddy brought that up.
I hope so. Still waiting on those test results, by the way.
Oh, they're coming.
And also,
Bob's going to give me, I guess they don't trust him, So I'm going to just take one off the...
Don't trust them or you?
Me, basically. Yeah.
And also, I know you're not big on weight room videos, but I do want to see you press it up 325 or whatever the number was.
And I'll just leave this. Will wasn't there. I hit the ball 300 yards. You saw that.
300
feet.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Nine yards.
And just real quick.
I showed up right after it happened, and I got
and
the full
rendition.
And
this man says I throw a bowling ball, which is not light, harder than anybody's ever seen. So I'm going to do the video. Yeah. It's nothing, Dibs.
Yet when we bowled against each other, I did beat you with my 10-pound ball.
I didn't say I was good.
No, you do throw it very, very hard.
He throws it very hard into the alley.
And occasionally at the pins.
I mean.
I hit the pins. Like, the pins hate to see me coming.
Really hard.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard.
He drops it like it's hot.
What do you want, Higgin? Yeah.
You're going to need to put your headset
on. Yeah,
no,
I'm here.
You have to put your headphones on.
Yeah.
No, they have. No, but they have something to tell you.
Oh, something's coming.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, all right.
He's the boss.
He's got a pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Packed up here. Ball mine.
All right. There we go.
Steinmetz is going to
the
Willard's.
Steiny, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you're only a couple minutes away from getting out of here.
All right.
The bad news is the boss says he has to also talk to you once you get out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hate to see it.
We'll see.
Straight to the office.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That would be very unusual considering we have our meeting tomorrow.
I feel good about
this one.
He said
what he said.
I just think Minnesota's, they're going to eat something. I think this thing gets extended, Dibs.
You sound convinced, too.
No, I do. I'm telling
you. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I mean,
yeah.
You know what? If I were you, I would bet it on the money line take the Warriors money line plus 550 or whatever it is.
This would be the first time in the Kerr era they would have lost four playoff games in a row.
Well, sure. They don't lose a lot of playoff series.
No, man.
Yeah. Right, no team has ever lost four straight playoff games and advanced.
deep dive dibs.
I did this yesterday.
No, oh, yeah, not, you can't. It's, you it's have not to win that last game.
You have to.
It's not possible.
I did the same thing yesterday. I was like, wait, there was that. No, wait, it's impossible. Because every series that you win ends with a win. Yeah, anyway. True. Go
all
see
right,
the
guys.
Boss.
Tell you what, Scotty. Bring it home. I got a gift for you.
What?
I got a gift for you.
Give him a gift card.
I'll take it from here.
Thank you, buddy.
You can leave.
And he's going to take it from me, 95 cents.
Yeah,
you
no.
Home of the Valkyries.
Me taking it from you means you don't need to do that. You can just go.
Night-night.
Yeah, you can just go. As you heard today on the Morning Roast, we are obviously excited to announce that 95.7 The Game and Odyssey have partnered with the Golden State Valkyries on a multi-year deal to broadcast their game starting this Friday as the Valkyries take on L.A. Sparks, Chase Center, 7 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to games right here on 95.7 The Game, the Odyssey app as well. The Valkyries will have their own custom channel, so download that Odyssey app now. Search Valkyries to listen to each and every game. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will be on the call throughout the season. We're also sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. And now you can say 95.7 The Game.
It's not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.